WMFR in Medford.
Cure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFS.
Push it right to the edge.
I've had sex once or twice a while ago.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
I was kind of young then.
Kind of young?
I was really young.
Freak sucks.
You can count on Slippery Pete.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Does that turn you on?
Yeah.
It turns you on.
Who's it with?
Oh, some guy.
Some guy?
Yeah.
Kind of like now?
Kinda.
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
You've been sliding down the ladder of success so quickly these last few years. You must have got splinters in your backside.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from TV shows, movies, documentaries, political speeches, news reports, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and in addition to that, a plastic sushi, as opposed to a Tears of the Gods, always starts off with some Japanese music, and then we go genre jumping our way through a freeform mix of rock, jazz, electronic, country, funk, punk, classical, disco, ambient, as many different styles of music as we can that match our theme, which, for this episode, is sliding and gliding. We're going to be hearing songs where sliding and gliding pitch changes are predominantly featured. In musical terminology, that means portamento, which is a gradual slide from one note to another. And then there's also glissando, which is generally a broader change in pitch. They can also include individual notes. So that's more like a harp. In some instruments, being able to precisely control the pitch is an important part of basically learning how to play it, like a trombone or a violin. And then, on some others, like a basic piano, the notes are all fixed, and it's impossible to change them on the fly. Guitar players have a couple of options. Going way back, they can use a glass or metal cylinder or slab and play slide guitar. And since about the middle of the 20th century, there's also been a device variously called a vibrato or a tremolo or a whammy bar that can be used to raise or lower the string pitches. And then there are also guitars that are meant to be played sitting down, like lap steels. They're smaller and played with a metal bar placed on the player's lap. And then there are bigger devices called pedal steels, and the player sits down on a seat and uses the steel bar, but they've also got pedals that they can use to manipulate the pitch of the strings. We'll be hearing an example of a lap steel in the second main set of the program, played by David Lindley on Jackson Browne's Running on Empty. And then, with the advent of the electronic synthesizer, that created all sorts of new possibilities for sliding and gliding with pitches. Going back further in time and getting primitive, there's a simple to build and relatively easy to play, at least to start, a one-string instrument called a diddly bow. That's a lot of fun. Watching a couple of videos of people building and playing diddly bows profoundly changed my own ideas about how good a contraption that uses tightened metal wires to make sounds really needs to be in order to be a great instrument. In that sonic montage of our intro set, we began the music for this episode with the Japanese band Polysix and their song Electric Surfin' Go-Go. Certainly a lot of portamento going on in that song. And then, backing me up right now, my ambiance. This is an example of an audio illusion called a shepherd tone that sounds like it's just getting higher and higher in pitch, but it never really completely moves up a full octave. The highest notes kind of get faded out, and the bottom ones get faded in as they come up. Pretty cool, huh? We have got so many great pitch-bending musical performances coming up for you in the next 2 hours. With Pink Floyd and Esquivel, Steve Miller and the Allman Brothers Band, and George Harrison. I'll also be broadcasting two short pieces I composed, played with a metal slide on one of my experimental stereo ultra bass guitars. In the next set, we're going to be hearing from David Grisman, the Human League, and Elmore James is gonna dust his broom. Also, an absolutely epic slide guitar performance by Jimmy Page and his fellow Led Zeppelin bandmates. But first, we're gonna get the rest of your sound collage party going with, of course, another Japanese band. Here's Danky Groove with Hiking from their Vitamin album, and a whole bunch of audio clips from who knows where mixed in, only here on WMFO in Medford. Yes, it's the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Dimes sound collage.
You can count on Slippery Pete.
every gun that is made, every warship launch, every rocket fired signifies, in the final sense, a theft from those who hunger and are not fed, those who are cold and are not clothed. This world in arms is not spending money alone. It is spending the sweat of its laborers, the genius of its scientists, the hopes of its children.
Thank you. Thank you. Class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah. We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage, broadcasting here on the 91.5 FM airwaves of WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio. Also streaming at WMFO.org, which is also where you can go to easily access the live playlists that show you all the songs that any DJ has been playing on their program. We kicked off that set with the Japanese band Denki Groove and Hiking from their Vitamin album. And then we heard from David Grisman and his collaborators. That was Nostalgia Prelude from Tone Poems 3, The Sounds of the Great Slide and Resophonic Instruments. And that's one of those CDs that comes with a full-color bonus book. that has photos of every instrument that's played on every song on the album. Next up was the Human League and an instrumental remix of The Things Dreams Are Made Of. And we really gotta give a lot of credit to their producer, Martin Reschent, for that version. He ended up taking a lot of their songs and producing an album called Love and Dancing, instrumental remixes. Great stuff. And then was an absolute blues classic from Elmore James, Dust My Broom. And then we concluded the set with the absolutely epic In My Time of Dying by Led Zeppelin from their Physical Graffiti album. There is so much going on in that song. A whole bunch of different guitars spread all over the mix. And Jimmy Page's slide guitar playing on that has made a big impact on my own slide guitar playing and how I approach it. That double album is absolutely perfect, even with all the mistakes that are in it. As certainly admitted by Jimmy Page, as both he and Eddie Kramer, who was the engineer on that track and later went on to become one of rock and roll's most significant music producers, it matters less about the technical perfection and more the feeling the musician is able to invoke with their performance. Eddie Kramer also holds the distinction of being the most important and accomplished person in the music industry who I've ever gotten coffee for. I did that back in 1980 when I was an intern in Northlake Sound Recording Studios. I'd say at the time, though, I didn't quite appreciate all the work that he had done at that point. Being Jimi Hendrix's engineer, recording Woodstock, which actually, as I read in an interview recently with him, was just a whole bunch of Shure SM58 microphones. Six or so of them recorded to an 8-track. That's the way the whole concert album was recorded live. Meanwhile, my ambiance right now is another auditory illusion. This is called a reset beat or a reset rhythm. And it always sounds like it's speeding up. In the next set, we'll be hearing an example of a lap steel guitar as the solo on Jackson Browne's Running on Empty. Also some Steve Miller and Pink Floyd. And a little bit of slide guitar playing from Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top. But first, we're going to hear a song from one of my four biggest musical idols, that crazy Mexican genius producer, arranger, composer, Esquivel. Here he is with some music from A Sparkling Planet. This is the Third Man theme here on WMFO in Medford. Yeah.
smiles you'll give and tears you'll cry. And all you touch and all you see is all your life will ever be. And when at last the work is done, don't sit down, it's time to dig another one. The long you live and high you fly, but only if you ride the tide and balanced on the biggest wave, the race towards an early grave.
Thank you. girl.
You are so hot.
Like this before. Shakes? Me too. Part of the business.
I'm not in the business. I am the business.
We just do it raw. We like it raw. Just put it in raw. Kind of feels good, but we like it tight. I don't know, we just like it dry. I guess it turned him on.